Welcome. One quick announcement before we begin. Hope College ladies, what are you guys doing Friday night? You want to hang out? This Friday night is Women's Night Out. So we're going to meet up at the Keppel House at 5 o'clock. Bring $5. We're going to bus on over to the beach. We're going to have pizza and we're going to hang out. We're going to go watch the sunset. We'll worship. We're going to hear Bree Chapman, our gospel choir director, share with us about finding rest in God. So I want to invite each one of you to come. Being a Christian is hard, and we know that. And the idea behind Women's Night Out is we want to create a space for you to get to know one another so we can walk with each other down this road, this journey of faith. So sign up online ASAP. Sign-ups close Thursday at midnight. So sign up right now. This past Sunday at the gathering, we started a series with our church covenant partners. We're going to bring in pastors from some churches in the area, and we invite them to share with us from Scripture. And so this morning, we have the privilege of hearing from Kent Fry, who is a pastor at Third Reformed just down the road. So would you welcome with me Kent to the pulpit?
Thank you. So I think as we kick off Proverbs, I'd like to share this proverb, 9th chapter of Proverbs, the 10th verse. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. You know, I think it is a good thing to look at the book of Proverbs. And I commend the chaplain's department here at Hope Campus Ministries for considering the book of Proverbs. When my mother died when I was at the age of 17, I basically remember her from some of her proverbs and sayings that she would say. We'd be sitting at the dining room table. She'd hear that another child was born down the street, and she'd say, "Another mouth to feed." And then when my shirt was hanging out, she'd say, "Now, don't look like you fell off the back end of a truck." Now, if it sounds like my mother was a dour kind of woman, she used to say to us, "Don't take a part-time job when you're in high school. You'll work the whole rest of your life. Live it up and study." You know, when I learned that we would get the opportunity to pick our favorite proverb, I began to muse a bit. I thought, well, maybe I could pick something like, "Go to the ant, you lazy bones, and consider its ways and be wise." But I thought, well, let the professor use that particular proverb when they're handing out the syllabus. Or how about this proverb? "Like a gold ring in a pig's snout is a beautiful woman without good sense." Maybe one of the other pastors will pick that one. And then maybe this proverb that turns a little more romantic and kind of cleans up the proverbs. "Three things are too wonderful for me. Four, I do not understand. The way of an eagle in the sky, the way of a snake on a rock, the way of a ship on the high seas, and the way of a man with a girl." Well, you guys can use that on Friday night, but I'd recommend you leave out the snake on the rock bit. Most of you in your Hope College experience on Sundays and Wednesdays, what we usually do is a Bible story or a narrative. We tell you about Jesus dying on the cross and being raised from the dead. But don't you wish that the Bible was reduced to one basic saying? So here it is. "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight." Wisdom is more than wealth, fame, or power. Maybe not now, but when you finally get your college debts paid off, you will find that you will make more money than your contemporaries who don't go to college. But the sage, the wise man of Israel, says that making money is much more than a technique. and that actually that's a relatively easy thing to do. But wisdom in the biblical scheme of things is the secret to life and one of the most difficult things to do. I learned that Dennis Voskel was going to be installed as the interim president of Hope College. Now, this took place kind of secretively before you all showed up on campus. And since he worships at our church and he's a member of our congregation, I'm the pastor, I kind of snuck in when they were just having the college professors meeting. And when I snuck in and broke into the party, they were handing out this pad that has the various virtues of the college that go like this: humility to listen, hospitality to welcome, patience to understand, courage to challenge, honesty to speak the truth in love. If you look historically at most college mission statements, historically they all have the word wisdom in them. But in recent years, colleges have kicked out the word wisdom and they have replaced it with knowledge. Not knowledge of the Holy One, but knowledge as a technique, or we're just going to pour more information down your throat. But it is fear of the Lord that is the beginning of wisdom. My father, after my mother died, a few years later, he remarried. And my stepmother, in many ways, was a good person. But she had no college education, and therefore I think she spent her life trying to make up for it and looking like she was more wealthy than she really was. I won't go into the whole story, but my parents ended up losing everything. And after my father died, my stepmother was in a HUD project, government housing, or us kids would have had to figure out how to put a roof over her head. Throughout her life, she had fairly bigoted attitudes towards people who were minorities or people who were poor. Well, now here she is after my father dies, and she's living in a HUD project, and my wife and I went to visit her. And when I went into the place, there were all these people of color, people that were lower class that were coming up and greeting us and saying, "Your stepmother is the most wonderful person in the whole world." And I was wondering what had happened. And she turned to me at a certain point, probably trying to recognize that I was a little bit disoriented here. And she said to me, "These are my friends. They've all fallen into bad luck just as I have." Well, we took her out for lunch to a fancy place because she couldn't afford that anymore. My wife and I sat down and talked with her, and she had the most wonderful sympathy and care and love of other people that I had ever seen in life with her. And we got back in the car to drive back to Michigan, and my wife turned to me and said, "I've known your stepmother for 40 years, and that is the most wonderful conversation that we have ever had with her." What happened? She got wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs tells us that riches may be great, but it's not wisdom. And fame may be okay, but it is not wisdom. Many people who win the lottery blow it all, and they say it was the money and the fame that ruined us. There are decisions that you need to make in life based on facts, whether to buy a new car. You just kind of see whether the old car, the repairs, are higher than what it would cost to buy a new car. Or some decisions are based on obedience to rules. You pay your taxes because if you don't, the IRS is going to hit you with 25% interest and a penalty. But there are decisions that are based much more than on facts or some kind of obedience. They are based on wisdom. Should I marry this person or not? Will this career use my gifts? Should I take this college course and it contribute to my future? Should I play it safe or should I take a risk? Some of you are here this morning because things are not necessarily going that well in your life. You need something more than knowledge, something more than facts. You need wisdom in your life. And wisdom is the ability to go behind the surface of things to get to the true ingredient of life. I play tennis, and I've been playing tennis a long time. I played tennis in college. But what has begun to happen to me in my early 60s is my big toe has turned in, crowding the rest of my toes. Now, you folks, the good news is you don't have to worry about this for about 40 years. So anyway, I went to a doctor who specializes on this thing, and he looked at me, and he looked at my foot, and he said, we could do surgery, but the truth of the matter is surgery doesn't always work. I would recommend we use some pads and we do a couple things and we can help you. In other words, he had facts. He had knowledge. All the things in medical school and all that. But he could have done surgery on my foot. But he was caring for the welfare of his patient. He didn't have just knowledge. He had wisdom. And thus Proverbs says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You see, there are physical laws that control the universe, just as there are moral patterns of honesty and decency and good judgment that are found in the moral and spiritual reality. And it is the sages of Israel that are here to teach us these things. How do you get wisdom? Well, maybe I shouldn't say this on a college campus, but you can actually get wisdom from your parents and from your grandparents, or hanging around with a professor or a mentor or a coach. But what happens if they don't come through? And sometimes they don't. In the Bible, wisdom is personified as a person. And the greatest wisdom of all is the person of Jesus Christ, who says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I am the way, the truth, and the life. What do you do when a parent or a coach lets you down? You come to Jesus, who is the ultimate source of wisdom, the very wisdom of God. He is filled with grace and truth. You walk with him, you learn the unforced rhythms of grace, and you experience wisdom from on high. Jesus not only showed us what wisdom looks like that can rub off on us. He is the very wisdom of God. And all knowledge ultimately begins and ends with this, that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And so even if you're 18 to 22 years of age, you can get up, you can get out of here, you can go to class, and you can be wise. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you on this Wednesday morning, in the midst of the week, that we can work on being people who are wise. So let us go from this place and wise up. In your name, amen.